Hi, this is Melissa from Durham, North Carolina. Today we're going to talk about three phrasal verbs: go on, go down, and carry on. Now, two of these phrasal verbs, go on and carry on, oftentimes have similar meanings. They sort of mean to continue to do something or to keep doing something that you were previously doing. Each of them also has different variations when you use the phrasal verbs in different ways, so we'll talk about all of those variations today. For each phrasal verb, I'll give you three sentences, and then we'll explain how to use those phrasal verbs in each sentence. So let's get started with our first phrasal verb, go on. Sentence number one. Even though the star of the musical broke his wrist playing basketball, they decided to go on with the performance anyways. Now in this case, go on means to keep on doing something or to continue doing something. In this case, they had planned to perform the musical. The star of the musical broke his wrist, but instead of canceling the show, they decide to go on with the show. They decide to continue with their plans of performing the musical. He just broke his wrist, so maybe it's not that big a deal. He can still sing, he can still perform. So they're going to go on with the performance. They're going to continue what they had planned to do. Sentence number two. After Shirley was interrupted by the shouting in the hallway, her teacher told her to go on with her presentation. So in this case, Shirley's giving a presentation. She's maybe in front of the class, talking, giving them some information. She hears some shouting in the hallway and she maybe gets distracted. She feels like she lost her train of thought. So her teacher tells her to go on. Her teacher tells her to keep presenting, to keep talking. In this situation, she was interrupted, but he tells her to go on anyways. Sentence number three. During the conference, there will be many seminars going on throughout the university for all different types of topics. Now in this place, go on means to take place or to happen, like an event or an activity. In this case, the conference, there are many seminars that are going on, that are happening at the conference. They've got a schedule, they've got a lot of things going on, a lot of things happening. Let's move on to our second phrasal verb, go down. Now, oftentimes, go down is similar to the motion. You're moving down, you're decreasing either your status, your position, or your location. So you're going down. Let's take a look at sentence number one and see how we would use this. Sentence number one. When the Brexit occurred, economists said that the value of the pound would probably go down for a short amount of time. Now in this case, the Brexit is a recent news story where Britain is deciding to leave the EU for economic and political reasons. Because of that, the value of the pound, which is the money they use, the value of the pound is going to go down. It is going to decrease. So where it did have a certain value previously, it is going to go down. The value will go down or decrease. Sentence number two. Mother Teresa will go down in history as one of the most charitable people to help the less fortunate in India. Now in this case, go down is a little bit different. It means to be remembered in history. If someone goes down in history, they are remembered in a certain way. In this particular sentence, Mother Teresa will go down, will be remembered as a very charitable person. She was always helping people. She was always helping those less fortunate to her. So people will always remember her as a charitable person. She will go down in history as a charitable person. Sentence number three. The medicine was so thick that Gerald had a hard time getting it to go down. Now this case is a little bit different with go down as well. In this case, go down means for something to be easy to swallow. So if something is easy to swallow, we sometimes say that it goes down easily. In this case, Gerald was taking some medicine. It was really thick, probably didn't have a good taste. it did not go down easily. He was not able to swallow it very easily. Again, that has to do with position. It's sort of going down your throat, movement that's going down. Let's move on to our third phrasal verb, carry on. Carry on also has a number of different variations, so we'll talk about three of those different uses of the phrasal verb carry on. Our first sentence. The telegraph machine was invented in the late 1700s as a way to carry on important information across long distances. In this case, carry on means to pass on or to communicate information. So if you have some information and you want to carry that information on to someone else, you would use a certain medium in order to carry on that information. In this case, the telegraph would take a message and it would carry on the information to a different group of people. So to pass on or to communicate information. Sentence number two. Even though our best player is injured, we will have to carry on and win the game without him. Now in this case, carry on means to continue with perseverance or to continue without faltering. So even though you have maybe difficult circumstances, you're going to keep going. You're going to continue on. So in this case, the best player is injured. Maybe the players are thinking that they're going to lose without their best player. But instead, they encourage themselves and they decide to carry on. They decide to keep going with perseverance and try to win the game. Let's talk about sentence number three. After 2 hours of listening to Mr. Jackson carry on about his fishing adventures in Alaska, Kelly had to dismiss herself to go to bed. Now, in this case, carry on means to continue talking to the annoyance of others. So you're annoying other people by how much you're talking. So in this case, Mr. Jackson was going on and on and on about his stories of his fishing adventures in Alaska. He was carrying on about his fishing adventures. Kelly got a little annoyed. She got a little tired of listening to the stories, and she decided to go to bed so that she didn't have to listen to him carry on or continue talking anymore. So for each of these phrasal verbs, you can see the different meanings of them. Go on and carry on oftentimes mean to continue doing something that you had already planned or that you were already doing. And go down means to move down in position or to move down in location or to decrease. I hope these definitions and explanations have been helpful to you, and we'll talk to you in the future. Thanks.